The co-founder of Caresecrs, Lauren Sandler-Hockley, joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Lauren. How are you doing?
Morning, Mitch. Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. So it sounds like quite a sort of a simple and effective idea. Where did it sort of come from?
So it came from a personal experience. My sister and I, we both had seen our grandparents desperately want to stay at home and not move into a nursing home. And so when our family started exploring options, we found that agencies were just prohibitively expensive and governments had long waiting lists and often we didn't meet the eligibility criteria. So we found wonderful carers, but it was completely through word of mouth. And in the end, we thought, well, there's got to be an easier way, a platform that actually enables this word of mouth to happen online. And that's why we created Caresecrs, which is an online marketplace connecting people looking for in-home carers and carers who are looking for that kind of work in people's homes.
Yeah, so talk us how it sort of works, both for carers and people looking for care.
Sure. So carers register on the site. They create quite a thorough profile, which gives people looking for carers a good understanding of what kind of qualifications they have, how many years experience, what rates they pay, and their areas of expertise. In terms of a minimum requirement of what carers need to register on the site, they need to have an up-to-date police check obtained in the last 6 months, and they also need to have two references from past employers. And that's where it stops, because we believe that anyone can be a good carer, and there's people who have studied it and are amazing, and there are also people who, through life experience, have also become great carers because they've cared for their mother who's had dementia for the last 15 years, and the skills they've learned through that experience is probably, you know, equal to doing any diploma or certificate. And they now want to, you know, often they want to give back, either give back to society or they learned a new skill, and so they want to go out and, you know, monetize that skill. So in that way, the carers are from a variety of backgrounds and a variety of experience. And then in terms of the people looking for care, what they do is they jump onto the site, they sign up to a subscription and they post jobs, and through that they can connect with carers directly. We also have more of an offline product where we really help them find that carer, and we search for the carer for them, and we shortlist candidates for them, just given that obviously not everyone is hugely tech savvy in the industry we're working in.
Yeah, you mentioned it kind of all sort of grew out of a personal experience that you had. So, I mean, how important is it to give some agency back to those people who require care?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We find every day it's amazing because we are helping people, and we're helping people find help in an affordable way. And the thing is, often just getting that little bit of help is all it makes a difference between, you know, their sanity, really. And so it kind of becomes an option that you can get help. And I think today, you know, people feel very, you know, we've seen children of aging parents who are just giving their all to their parents, and it's wonderful and it's so inspiring. But at the end of the day, if they just got that little bit of help around, you know, for a few hours here or an overnight there, it actually would make a huge difference. And by giving this affordable way of finding carers and accessing care and then paying for the care, which is affordable, it does make a huge difference to people. And then you've got people with disabilities, again, who they're very independent and they just need help here and there, and they kind of, they're very specific about what they want. And again, they can tailor that. They don't have to be prescribed, or you have to have care from, they will come and, you know, if they're in a wheelchair, they'll put you into bed at 6. And they're like, but I don't like going to bed at 6. I want a carer who can come at 10.
Yeah.
So we really open up the realm of possibility there.
Okay. And if people want to sort of check you guys out or maybe know someone who might want to look at some of the things you have available, where can people go to check it out?
Sure. So it's www.caresecrs.com.au.
All right, Lauren, thank you so much for speaking to us on 2SER this morning.
No problem. Thanks so much for having us.